Afternoon to you. It's Riverbend Live Reconnect, and we're checking in with an artist from one of the bands that has been here recently at Riverbend Live, Ori Naftali from Southern Avenue. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, how you doing?
So you guys played Riverbend Live in Winston last summer, and so folks probably remember you pretty well. You're the band leader, the lead guitarist. Where's your band essentially located these days?
We're in Memphis. We're Memphians.
Memphians, is that the term?
Yeah.
So talk about the band overall. Remind folks how long you've been a group. How would you describe your sound? That sort of thing.
Oh well, we've been playing for I guess since 2015 together. It's hard to describe our sound, but I think that you can kind of put it in a box of Memphis music, you know, soul, blues, rock and roll, kind of that mixture of things. We don't have one writer. We most of us write, like me and the lead singer write a lot of the songs, and her sister TK on the drums also. So we kind of have a combination of different influences, but you know, it's basically Memphis music. You know.
How many people in the group?
Yeah, we're a five-piece, just a straight-up rock band.
So what has it been like since March for your group?
Well, we were actually on tour in Europe. We had a 3-week tour plan, Norway and Denmark and Germany and stuff, and then we ended up just coming back home in early March. I think it was March 8th or 10th. We just felt like this virus is not going to pass and we might get some restrictions and we didn't want to get stranded or, you know, back in the beginning, if you came back with any symptoms, really, you would go to like an army base for a while and quarantine. And so we just didn't want to have all that fuss. And we just, got the tour short and came back home, and we've been home ever since.
So what's it been like to not be out on the road?
For us, it's new. I mean, personally for me, when I came from Israel in 2013, and I've been living off my suitcase basically for 7 years now, and with the band, we've been for five years now just living on the road, doing 150, 200 shows a year on the road for 250, 300 days a year. So we, you know, hotel to hotel, Airbnb to Airbnb, occasionally go home, sometimes go home for a few days and then go back at it. And so that was our livelihood. That's what we know. And so it's definitely different now. It's a huge difference, but it was needed. I mean, we do... You know, I don't know if we need, how long has it been, like 5 months now, I guess. So I don't know if we need 5 months of it, but the first couple of months, 3 months, like March and April and May and a bit of June, we still kind of feel like this break has been good for us just because of the intensity of our lives that we just lived kind of on the road and in constant moving from place to place, country to country. We tour over 15 countries around the world, so it's like airports and airplanes and van, and so it's good, but definitely also stressful because who knows when it'll come back and how it will come back. So there's a lot of uncertainty. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And obviously, like everybody in the music industry, people have been looking around, trying different things to do along with maybe writing. I imagine for your group, maybe some new songs have already come out of this.
Yes, for sure. But we thought we'll have like a lot of time to work and practice and write. But we come back and now we have a 6 and 7 year olds at the house and homeschooling them since March. They take, you know, they won't let us go to sleep and they'll wake us up early. So it's just been, it's weirdly so, it's been easier to write while touring and on the road than being home. So I can't really say that we've been super productive. Also, it's hard to meet each other, even though we live in the same city. You know, our keyboard player works, thank God, and he's doing deliveries and stuff like that. So he's out and about. And so there's a lot of concern about meeting each other, even though we all keep ourselves as safe as we can. So it's not as easy as we thought. I mean, we haven't played together as a band with instruments since March, basically.
Wow.
Which is something that we've never... I mean, I've personally never took a break from shows that long of a break. And also the intensity of being together every day for years and then, you know, and then end up not seeing each other for weeks over weeks. And it's weird, you know, it's definitely weird. I do see a lot of bands that do meet each other and get together, but you know, if we want to take it seriously and we want to really keep it safe, we have to really avoid the outside world as much as we can so we don't risk our kids and not you know, risk ourselves. That's kind of going to be the situation until it's resolved.
You mentioned one of the guys doing deliveries of other band members picked up other jobs?
It's, well, yeah, I mean, our drummer TK always had these kind of things that she did when we were off, but yeah, I mean, I'm not me and Tyranny, she's my wife, the lead singer, so it's hard for us to really find like a job, especially when everybody's also laid off. So you know, it's a weird situation, but we're doing the best we can. I mean, I'm studying web development and kind of programming, and hopefully if this pandemic ends for, I mean, not that I hope it'll last for a long time, but if it'll end up lasting for a long time, hopefully I'll be able to get a job. I mean, we are kind of moving toward that direction, but it's hard to find a job where it was already hard to find a job, and then now you're in a position where a lot of people got laid off and fired, and the first to come back are going to be those same people. So it's kind of a weird situation, but we're doing the best we can, really.
How is Memphis doing? What are the things that are going on and not going on in Memphis?
Nothing is really happening. I mean, they opened, you know, they opened some stuff earlier. They're closing it back again. I don't really know. I haven't, the only place I went to since March was the grocery store and the state park. That's the only two places that we've been to. So I really have no idea. I literally haven't been downtown in 5 months. I know that everything is closed. Bill Street is closed. So like it's been very secluded. You know, we've been very, very secluded.
Wow. And are there times that you want to get out and just see somebody or see normal life?
Yeah, for sure. But also, I'm not, you know, the worst case scenario is that you take the foot off the gas for a bit, and then you get a phone call from somebody you've been next to, and he's telling you that he got the virus, and then you should quarantine and get tested, and then you go to get tested. Like that's I've known people personally in Memphis that got infected and didn't do anything too extreme. They just met four or five other people and they ended up getting that call. So we're just trying to be responsible for as far as like our personal life, but also for other people's well-being and, you know, not infect others if we do have it, and just trying to be safe and follow the guidelines and be, you know, trying to be as productive as we can while we do it. We're taking it pretty seriously.
You mentioned being out on tour when all this began. Where are you at in terms of a cycle of planning for another release from the band, things like that?
Another album, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, well, we released our album in May 19, and it got nominated for a Grammy in 2020. So we were still going to kind of live, you know, in that reality of promoting that album and touring that album. Of course, we always write and we have a bunch of songs for the next one. But now, you know, we're definitely working towards the next one a bit more. But again, until the band can meet and play and practice, nothing will really move, you know?
Wow. You know, it's got to be, I mean, for everyone, the impacts are different, but especially in the area that you're in, it seems like it would be especially tough. And when, you know, nobody's out there saying, okay, here's when things go back to normal, everything's so up in the air.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's like, I don't want to get too dramatic, but like being born in Israel, it's a very complicated country. And, you know, when we had, I don't know, the Gulf War and all these other conflicts that we have in Israel, you kind of know that it's going to end, you know, it's going to start and then going to end. So your life changes a bit, you know, you don't go and if I was a guitar teacher for a long time. So I knew that, okay, there's a few weeks now when I'm not going to, you know, go to my students and then it'll be back. But I'm used to that situation. But here with this pandemic, it's the uncertainty is really definitely serious. But on the same, you know, but then again, the uncertainty, you don't have to think about it. You just need to realize that that's it. There's no more music. There's no more entertainment. There's no more, I mean, there's music online and virtual streams and, you know, all the good stuff. But as far as touring, as far as performing, that's just not going to happen for basically indefinitely. And when it does come back, it's awesome. And that just kind of makes you a bit less stressed and a bit less, you know, with anxiety, because you just realize that I'm just telling myself, okay, we don't have it anymore. That's it. It's done. And when it does come back, then it's awesome. We're not waiting for it to come back and, you know, watching the news and waiting for the next, oh, okay, now they found, you know, that vaccine or this vaccine. And we just kind of realize the situation and just kind of, you know, let it go. It's just easier for us.
All right, Neftali with us from Southern Avenue. They played Riverbend Live last summer on Riverbend Live Reconnect. Before we go, how can listeners connect with your band? Talk about your website, social media locations, things like that, platforms where people can get in touch with you.
Southern Avenue music all over the place. You know, it's pretty easy to find us. It's definitely, you know, generally speaking, it's a difficult time, but we're blessed, we're healthy, and we hope that everybody will keep it safe so we can get through this together, you know, and that music brings us together, and I can still play my guitar and we can still do some live streams and stuff like that. So we're still thankful, you know.
All right, Neftali from Southern Avenue. Thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, stay safe, and we'll keep thinking of Memphis, too.
Yeah.